Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings is seeking a second term. Challenger Marcus Ronquillo is running for office for the first time. Both candidates agreed the rising poverty level in Dallas is a call to action, starting with help for single moms trying to make ends meet. They both want more money to repair and maintain Dallas streets. The hot topic was the proposed Trinity Toll Road inside the levees and above the planned parks and lakes. Rawlings told the forum Dallas needs it.
According to the citizens of Dallas, the number two problem in the city of Dallas is traffic congestion. It has gone up over 8 points in the last 4 years. So we got a problem.
Not a problem big enough to justify a $1 billion toll road, Ronquillo countered.
With the traffic patterns at the Stedman's Quarter, ladies and gentlemen, traffic is going down. It's not increasing. Look at the hard data. Look at the hard science.
Rawlings announced he plans to talk with the so-called Trinity Toll Road Dream Team soon and will likely unveil their recommendations next week. Since December, this group of urban planners, architects, and landscapers have been working on ways to better integrate the toll road and the park.
That will drive access to the green space that we have, access to economic development, and solve this huge traffic congestion, help solve it.
Ronquillo is skeptical.
They've been very secret in terms of their work. There are no community-wide meetings with this dream team, and we still don't know who's funding this dream team.
Rawlings said there were at least 8 community dream team meetings. Still not enough transparency for Ronquillo, whose remarks critical of the toll road were followed by applause twice. Tracy Clinton of Dallas liked what he heard from the challenger.
It just seems like a boondoggle. And it seems like a distraction from more important transportation needs that we need to be focusing on.
Bobby Abtahi is a lawyer and city plan commissioner. He believes Dallas has momentum that should not be interrupted.
Dallas is finally becoming that big city we always dreamed to be and wanted to be. So I think it's important that the mayor focus on moving the city forward, continuing the progress that's been made.
Rawlings pointed to his Grow South initiative and told the crowd it's no time to take your foot off the gas.
More capital is being invested in southern Dallas today than has ever been in history. And in 13, the rate of growth was greater in southern Dallas than north Dallas.
Challenger Ronquillo says Dallas needs a tune-up, better, faster technology to communicate and deliver services, and updated thinking at City Hall.
The problem is that in my humble opinion, you still have some folks that are still thinking in the 1950s and the 1960s that hold very critical key decisions at City Hall.
At least 2 more mayoral forums are scheduled for April. Election Day is May 9th. Early voting begins April 27th. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.